All righty, at 12:49 at News Talk 760 WJR. Detroit is a leading hub of innovation for a wide range of industries. Butzel attorneys have played a key leadership role with clients turning to the firm for innovative legal counsel for the past 171 years. And during that same time, Walsh College, a premier business and technology college for over 103 years, has proven to be an accelerator, think tank, and innovator for ideas, preparing students for successful entrepreneurial careers. Together, Butzel and Walsh College have decided to partner to take entrepreneurship to the next level, and they're doing it right here in Detroit, and frankly, they're announcing it right now here in Focus with Paul W. Smith. We welcome Paul Mersino, the president of Butzel Law. Paul, nice to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having us.
Daniel Sem, Dr. Daniel Sem, Executive Director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and President of Walsh Ventures. Daniel, nice to have you here.
Excited to be here. Thanks.
Tell me how this marriage came together and how we're going to benefit from it. And I'll start with you, Daniel Sem.
Sure. Yeah, and I joined Walsh last year. I'm new to Michigan, and I have a passion for innovation entrepreneurship, and Butzel has been supporting entrepreneurs for, like you said, over 170 years, and Walsh for over 100 years. And we recently launched our Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship to support innovators, entrepreneurs with workshops, boot camps, pitch competitions, and now Walsh Ventures with an angel group. And Paul and Butzel, this is what they represent, and they're supporting us, you know, financially, but with lawyer in residence and other things that would love to share more about. But I mean, it's sort of a match made in heaven. I met Paul and Butzel with a patent that we were filing last year for one of our spin-out companies in AI, and just learned, you know, the great history of Butzel and the great work they do. So very excited.
Well, it is exciting, and for you, Paul Mersino, as the president of Butzel Law, proudly so, notably, Butzel and Walsh College are going to co-present that first angel pitch event in April, featuring a keynote speaker and panel in Detroit. Now, the event is not open to the public, as it is for existing or interested angel investors, who are also accredited investors. But that's a very big and important first step, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it's something we're very excited about. As you mentioned, we've been working in the business industry here in Detroit for, you know, almost two centuries, and we're known for working with some of the largest companies around. We work with venture capital and private equity and angel investors, but we also love working with startups. And we love helping these new companies take their idea and get it to the market and growing our relationship with them. So to be able to be part of this pitch to angel investors in April is really exciting for us.
Is this, we can understand right away Walsh College's benefits from tying in with Butzel, but for Butzel, besides doing good, which you guys have been doing for 170-some years, is this also maybe helpful in establishing, if you will, a minor league for potential future clients and for future members of your family?
You never know. You know, that could happen. First and foremost, when we saw what Walsh was doing, we loved what they were doing. We love giving back to the communities that have been so good to us that we've worked in for 171 years now. But absolutely, if we can have a small part of igniting the economy, of helping new businesses start off, and then if we can grow our relationship with them for, you know, decades to come, all the better.
You know, in what you said a moment ago, Dr. Daniel Sem, as Executive Director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and President of Walsh Ventures, this sounds like you have a very well-established in Walsh Ventures a business, a way to bring in additional revenue to the college.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique model that we're starting at Walsh, and so we'll have an angel group that invests. We're hoping to maybe do one to two investments a year in tech-based startups on the order of, say, $1,000 to $200,000. We did one last year, our first one, for $200,000. And the idea and the connection with the nonprofit mission of Walsh is the money that we would get as a carried interest is going to go to scholarships and grants for our students and to support our mission. So it's just a creative way to find alternative revenue and then leverage our strength in business education and technology as well. So Yeah. So that's kind of the vision, and it's applied learning for our students as well, which is great. So.
Well, here's what I'll say. The three of us are over 100 years old, that we're all involved in this, and that is our part, WJR, which I did not, believe it or not, start here 100 years ago, but half of that maybe. But to realize that 103 years of Walsh, 171 years of Butzel, it makes sense that the two of you would get together.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of this is that it's such a win-win opportunity for win-win-win-win for everyone. I mean, it's great for Walsh, great for Butzel. I think it's good for Detroit. I think it's good for the economy. I think it's good for these small businesses. There's only upside from all of this.
And you started to say, Daniel?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And actually, we had some great news at Walsh last year. We were ranked number one online DBA program by Forbes, which is awesome. But we're really about applied learning and having an impact in the community with our students, and involving them in helping some of these startups, which, by the way, will come from anywhere in Detroit as well. It's sort of applying the mission that we got from our founder, Mervyn Walsh, who helped Thomas Edison, helping the innovators of today in Detroit. So that's what we're passionate about. And doing it with Butzel is going to make it happen faster and better, I think.
Well, the other win-win is that it for people who have are like-minded about these sorts of things, what a great other reason to choose Walsh College. There's so many good reasons, but what another good reason this is. And for you, Paul, what another good reason for other attorneys that you might be looking for or might be looking for you would want to be a part of your team.
Yeah, we would love to work with anyone, whether they're in our firm or outside of our firm. If we can help these startups out and we can help these angel investors out, all the better. And by all means, if anyone would like to work with us on it, we'd love if they reached out to us.
Well, I hope that this conversation is going to get their parents, their grandparents, their uncles, their aunts, and themselves to talk this up. Talk this up with their potential students. Again, a reminder, as the doctor just did, Dr. Sem, Walsh College's DBA program ranked number one by Forbes. They offer an organizational leadership PhD as well as PhD programs in technology, especially in artificial intelligence and machine learning. And students can actually earn a double master's by enrolling in a unique dual degree pathway where they can earn 2 degrees in an accelerated time frame. And I would suggest for anyone who wants more information about any of this to visit walshcollege.edu. That's, of course, the famous www that we never say anymore, walshcollege.edu. Thanks for the giggle there and for getting that. Dr. Daniel Sem, Executive Director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and President of Walsh Ventures. And a special thank you, too, to the President of Butzel Law, Paul Mercino. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We love telling our WJR listeners about great situations, and in this great story, great opportunities that they might benefit from. In fact, we will all benefit from as we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.